107 WIRX, WIRX.com. Fingers crossed. Hunter, are you there? Hunter?
I'm just messing with you.
You son of a bitch. Oh, you're a real funny guy, aren't you?
Yes.
Oh, jokes and jokes. That was actually pretty funny. About time. It's only been 5 years, and you finally did something funny on the show, you bastard.
Yes.
You.
It made your butt pucker a little bit right there. I thought I fixed it.
I've been running around here like a chicken with his head cut off, and then you pull something like that. Your mother and I were worried sick. Where were you, young man?
I'm sorry.
Anyway, good morning. We got it all figured out. Something happened with us. Either this place is haunted, and every once in a while, the ghost that's around here messes with the board, or...
I'll tell you what it is. I think it's Wolfie. He's the guy who runs around at night, and he just goes around studios and presses buttons. This is what he sounds like in the studio. Just hitting buttons on...
just blindly hitting buttons. That bastard.
Just because he knows that we like to have fun and goof around in the studio, but... I don't know. I think he's trolling us, man. Well, I think it's Wolfie.
It worked. So, anyway. All right. Well, let's get to it. It's time for your sports here on the Plan B Morning Show.
Time for Plan B Morning Show Sports with Brock and Hunter.
As always, sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Bud Distributing. Stocking fridges with Bud Light so you can watch your favorite teams play at home or at your favorite bar while responsibly enjoying a Bud Light. Tag your tweets with #ShowtimeCam or #BudLightSweepstakes. For your chance to celebrate with your favorite teams in the end zone after scoring a touchdown. Hey, Bud.
Nailed.
What's up? Thanks, man. Appreciate that. Major League Baseball last night. The Twins, Minnesota Twins beating the Tigers 7-6. Indians beating the White Sox 3-2. Pirates beating the Cubs 2-1. Tonight, Cubs going to be in Pittsburgh at 1:35. White Sox going to be over in Cleveland at 6:10. Detroit going to be in Kansas City at 8:05. Tonight, we got a little football. Dun, 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 dun.
God, it is Thursday night football. Yeah, man. Nice. Yeah.
Dolphins going to be in Jacksonville playing the Jaguars at 8:20. Not really sure, too. I don't know too much about the Jaguars. I'm going to be honest with you. Jaguars or Jaguars? What do you say?
Hoogars is what I say. Hoogars.
It's a soft J.
It's a soft J. It's how they say it in Espanola.
What do you think tonight? I'm going to take I think Miami's going to upset.
I'm going to take
Jacksonville tonight.
I'm going to take, I don't care for a thousand, Bob. I don't care about either right. one of these teams. There are people saying like, oh, Miami looking good this year. But I, you know, they say that every year, I think. So yeah. I don't know.
Yeah. We'll see. It's still Fitzpatrick, right? Is that his name?
Fitzmagic? I think so. Or is it that young guy they brought in? You know, because didn't they get that a draft?
Yeah, they did draft. I think it was Fitzpatrick last week. Not sure, though. Well, I guess we'll find out tonight, right? More football news, man. Sunday, Los Angeles Chargers rookie quarterback. Listen to this, man. Justin Herbert was surprised to start the game against the Kansas City Chiefs, who did exceptionally well. Not even the team knew that this guy was going to start. Tyrod Taylor, who was the original starting quarterback. He could not take the field. You know why, Brock? You know the reason?
Why
the second string quarterback? Dude, listen to this. Before the game, the Chargers team doctor accidentally punctured Taylor's lung while giving him a pain-killing injection in the ribs.
Jeez.
Dude, what?
Ow.
Ah!
Dude,
I mean, obviously it had to have been bad enough to where he couldn't play.
That's horrifying.
Fire that guy, dude. You're done. It's a professional sport, man. You can't. Wow. Yeah, so I read that. I was mind-blowing. Here's a funny story, dude. High school football. We're going on to high school now. Just like in many cities across the country, there are no fans in the stands watching high school football in Richwood, West Virginia. Didn't stop two guys from figuring out how to see the game, though. Ethan Spencer and Bailey Alderman. They didn't want to miss out on any of the high school sports action. So they rigged up a deer stand, dude, in a tree outside of the stadium. They were able to climb and get the tree stand so high they could see the field and watch the game and cheer on the team could see them in the distance.
That's
what up?
That's pretty cool. That's pretty
cool.
Yeah,
that is pretty cool.
I like that. Showing that.
Do you remember that one game? There was like, was it baseball? Or, I think it was football, actually. Might have been a college football game, but there was outside of the stadium, there's some construction going on. And some of the construction workers made the scaffolding along the stadium high enough to where they could watch the game
nice.
On Sunday.
Yeah, well, they're still sneak up there like, wait a minute.
It's
are you
hilarious.
Guys working today?
They kept panning over, the camera kept panning over, and the announcers were saying, like, look at these guys in the construction hands. They're sitting there eating their boxed lunches, dude. It was funny.
One guy's just, like, taking a hammer and just, like, hitting a board, like, oh, yeah, no, we're working. We're working today. What are you talking about?
Not even looking at what he's hitting, just, making noise.
Time and a half. We're working on a Sunday, man. Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. I love it.
It's funny. All right. There you go, man. It's your sports this morning.
All right. As always, sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
We'll be back.
Rocks.
Danger zone. Danger zone. Danger zone. Danger zone. This is ruining a great song. It's 7:22, and we got to get to it. It is time for your sports. Let's do it.
Time for Plan B Morning Show Sports with Brock and Hunter.
As always, sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Bud Distributing, stocking fridges with Bud Light so we can watch your favorite teams at home or at your favorite bar.
Sound like what? Harry Carey there for a second. Hey, Bud. Hi.
Bubba, sorry, you messed me up. I'm responsibly enjoying Bud Light. Hey, drink an ice cold Budweiser, would you? That's right. Tag your tweets. Hashtag Showtime Camera. Hashtag Bud Light Sweepstakes for your chance to celebrate with your favorite teams in the end zone after scoring a touchdown.
Hey,
Bud.
Hey.
Yeah, you know?
Hey, Steve.
I don't want to do sports after that. I just want to do Terry Carey for the rest of the.
Do it.
Hey, Major League Baseball last night. The Twins beat the Tigers 7-6.
What a game.
I can't do that the whole time.
All right. Get her done.
Indians beat the White Sox 3-2. Pirates beat the Cubs 2-1. Tonight, Cubs going to be in Pittsburgh at 1:35. White Sox over in Cleveland at 6:10. Detroit going to be in Kansas City at 8:05. Tonight, little NFL action and happening, man. It's going to be a good game, I believe. I think.
Yeah.
Maybe. Who knows? It's going to be the Miami Dolphins. They're going to be at Jacksonville playing the Jaguars at 8:20 for Thursday night football. I guess Al Michaels does every night football.
Every night
now.
Football now. Every single one, yeah.
Thursday night. Go ahead, do the meat wad.
Thursday night football. Yeah.
It's not even close. I'm
Al Michaels. Al Michaels.
Thursday night football.
Thursday
you got to get more
football.
Got to get more Kermit. You got to get more Kermit in there.
This is the best I can do.
It's terrible.
Thursday night football.
Thursday night football. There you go. Some more stories here this morning. Pro football. More football here. On Sunday, Los Angeles. This is crazy. Los Angeles Chargers rookie quarterback Justin Herbert. He was surprised to start the game against Kansas City Chiefs. Kind of a big game. You got Patrick Mahomes. You got to play good to even get close to beating this team. And he did, though. Played phenomenally. A guy came in and just smashed it. That's what you do. As a backup, you go in there full bore and you kick some ass. That's what he did.
The Chargers actually did a really good job.
They did.
Against
dude, they basically won that game. If it wasn't for old boy with a massive foot.
Dude.
They kicked like a 60-yard field goal to win the game. Yep. I mean, that just doesn't happen a lot, guys.
Yep.
And it wasn't Patrick Mahomes. Patrick Mahomes did not take him to victory. He got him 2 field goal range, I guess.
He did, but honestly, he had kind of an off game. He was missing throws. It just
you could see it in his face.
Yeah. You had Bosa just breathing down his neck the whole game. It was kind of crazy seeing the Chiefs, a little bit more exposed, I guess. So
to a second-string quarterback. But listen to this. This is why the second-string quarterback went in. Tyrod Taylor, who is their first stringer. He couldn't take the field, obviously. Reason? Listen to this, dude. Before the game, the Chargers team doctor accidentally punctured Taylor's lung while trying to give him a pain-killing injection in the ribs. Dude.
Well, don't the Chiefs have their own guy to do that or what?
Well, no, it was the Chargers. Chargers
team
doctor.
Oh, that's right. There you go. I'm an idiot. Yeah, okay. Yeah, that guy needs to be fired. That guy needs
to be
fired.
Dude, fire that guy.
Yeah, that's not good.
Wait, what do you do?
Yeah.
A starting quarterback? You punctured his lung.
Shoved
really?
A needle into his lung, right? Like in there? Yeah, okay.
As Shooter McGavin would say, you're fired.
Yeah, bye-bye.
God, dude.
Yeah,
could you, crazy. What? Ow. Do it. So, yeah, hopefully we'll see Tyrod Taylor with a
non-punctured
better lung,
lung
next week. This is funny. High school football, real quick, man, just in like many states across America, there are no fans in the stands in Richwood, West Virginia, but didn't stop two dudes from figuring out how to see their high school football game. Ethan Spencer and Bailey Alderman, they didn't want to miss out on any of the action. So they rigged up a deer stand outside of the stadium. Dude, they got the deer stand so high up in the air that they could see the entire game. And people from the field could see them.
That's just
good cheering
stuff.
Them on.
That's just good stuff. I like it.
I love that.
Yep. Just having
up
a good
there
time.
Probably drinking a beer, having a good time.
Well, they're probably high schoolers, I'm guessing. So that's...
So they're up there drinking a beer, having a good time.
All right. All right. Well, so good stuff there. Anything else in the sports world? Is that it?
That's it.
All right. Well, that's your sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
We'll be back.